Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
We are just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. We are just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. And I just want to mention, if you feel inclined to leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, we sure do appreciate it.
We'll take them.
We will take them. Kate, how's it going?
Well, Dori, today is my birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday!
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know as this pandemic and quarantine ticks along, more and more of us are feeling very grateful to be celebrating our birthdays during this
Indeed.
Time. And I am happy to be here and happy to be 41.
Yeah, Kate, I'm happy that you're 41 too.
41, what an age. What a random age that no one ever talks about.
Well, it is a prime number.
Is it? I don't even know if it is. Okay, that's cool. Oh,
you know nothing I'm obsessed with prime number.
I do, and it's great because I barely even know what it is. It's like nothing can divide into it.
Correct,
right?
Except for one in itself.
Okay. Well, look at that. I'm a prime number this year.
Yeah, you are.
I more just feel like 40 gets so much attention, and then like 41
yes.
just like sitting there all alone. Like, what about me?
Yeah, which is kind of nice, actually, right? Because I feel like there's so much to do about your 40th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't actually do anything, it looms large psychically.
It sure does. But you 41, know, you just kind of like, 41's like a DM slide. You're just like, wee.
Totally. 41 is like, let me put on my muumuu and just recline on the couch and watch some TV. And that's how I'm going to spend my birthday.
And you just basically described what I'm going to do. Although I did have a thing today, not to bring up our favorite video game Animal Crossing again, but I was like,
no,
should I open my island and invite people over for my birthday?
Yes, an Animal Crossing birthday party. Oh my gosh, and people would bring you gifts.
Which I need to say goes against my nature because I have never really been a big birthday celebrator. I'm not really comfortable having parties. It's just like birthdays are not my thing. Like I like them that I'm aging, but I don't need like the kind of celebratory side of it, really. I don't know why.
But maybe your Animal Crossing avatar does.
Yes, but perhaps in video game form.
Exactly.
I do. So
yes.
I think for my birthday, you know, I think we'll order food from a restaurant and hang out with our kids, and I'm just going to chill. That's my plan.
That sounds great.
And, you know, I reflect on my own good fortune of getting to be here. So I try to think about how I want to intentionally live the next year of my life. So I'll probably do a little bit of that, too.
That sounds great. And listen, if you open up your island,
I'll let you know.
For a party, yeah, please let me know. I'd love to come by and bring you a gift.
Okay, great. I will accept all presents in my virtual world.
Great. Sounds awesome.
Dory, what have you been doing this past few days that I have missed?
Well, you do have a birthday present for me arriving.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's
coming.
Oh my
gosh. Okay. I cannot wait.
So, you know, I was planning that. In other news, I noticed that I had a little pandemic win, if you will. I noticed that my eyebrows, which I severely overplucked for all of the 90s and I would say most of the aughts, and then even going into the teens, I feel like I would get them waxed like by people who didn't really know what they were doing, and I would end up with like two angry little lines. Mm-hmm, do you know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about?
I sure anyway, do. I've had them. Yep.
Yes. So they've grown back. And so I should say in the last few years, I've started going to people who actually know what they're doing and have started to form like an arch. But even when I let my eyebrows grow in for months, they're not like full because I killed them in, you know, back in the day when everyone just wanted like the thinnest little line. Like if you look at pictures of like Reese Witherspoon from like the Cruel Intentions era, that was what I aspired to eyebrow wise.
Googling right now. I can see them in my head. They were like dark and thin, right?
Very thin. Like as though you just used like a really sharp pencil to just draw like a really thin line.
Severe line. Mm-hmm. I am observing now. What great movie that is.
Did you find the pictures that I'm referring to?
Yeah, there are like 8 million of them and she has a very, very intense little brow.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so, but I was looking in the mirror the other day and I realized that they've actually started growing back a tiny bit. And I'm starting to have like a real arch and the hair is extending actually like kind of like a little past my brow bone, if you will.
Oh, I will.
So this felt very momentous to me. I have to take these small wins where I can find them, you know?
Were you intentionally growing out your brows or did it just kind of organically happen?
I was, and I had been going to this woman for my brows. Her name is Jimena, and she's someone I had gone to in New York a long time ago, a few times. And then I moved to LA and stopped going to her. And then she became bicoastal and started doing people's brows in LA. And she is someone who is like, okay, I'm going to do your brows, and then I don't want you to touch them for like 6 months. So I was doing that and letting them grow. And then, of course, you know, with the pandemic, and I had already been like mid grow out with her. I think the last time I got them done with her was like in the fall, like maybe like November. So I was already letting them grow. And then the pandemic happened. And now it's been like, I don't know, 8 months, 9 months. So they've just been growing. And yeah.
Congratulations, Dory.
Thank you so much. My hair also is growing really long. And I'm sort of like, I don't know what to do about it. Like, I don't hate it. There's no real reason for me to cut it right now. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, I kind of am in the same boat where it's like, I guess I just let this keep going.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about hair more in this episode, too, because we had a listener question about about hair. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, it also kind of makes me rethink the way I approach my appearance.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, we're like, we're not going anywhere, so we don't need to do these things. And it's like, well, if we were going places, would we need to? Like, what have we been subscribing to all these?
Interesting.
You know, a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Like who are we doing this for? What are we doing this for?
What are we doing? Who am? Yes. And I would say like by we, I mean me. Like what mm-hmm. am I participating in?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I? Yes. Who am I grooming for?
It's interesting because there are certain things like my skin that I'm still doing my whole routine for and still buying products and maintaining. But that's something I can do on my own.
Yeah, and I also like find pleasure in that.
Yes, totally. Totally.
But again, who are we maintaining it for?
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, our skin is great in Animal Crossing, so.
That's right. All we need are cartoon versions of ourselves.
All we need. I'm curious how listeners are navigating this. And I think it's also interesting as like, you know, states are at like different phases of their reopenings. And are people finding that like, if they have to go back to work, that they are suddenly feeling like, oh my gosh, I have to get my hair cut, or they're just, or has their mentality totally shifted, and they just are like, oh, yeah, it's fine. I'm just going to wear it up in a bun or something, you know, or not care, or cut it all off. I don't know. I'm curious. People's grooming habits change?
How are you grooming now?
Yes. How do we groom now? How we groom now?
There's room to groom. Okay, Kate.
There's room for ingroomment.
No, Dory, what? You know what? That I really normally admire your puns and your wordplay. That was bad. It was not your best work.
You know what, Kate? I was workshopping it and I got the response that I was looking for. So now you've answered my question. I won't
take it back to the table and tweak it.
Room for ingroomment? Okay. In other news, I finally read Britt Bennett's book, The Vanishing Half, which I feel like everyone has been talking about. And it is just as amazing as everyone said it was. It is so good. I've really been having trouble sitting down to like actually read a book. And I just devoured this book in like a day. I highly recommend it. I also loved her first novel, The Mothers, which came out like 3 years ago, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. But The Vanishing Half is really excellent.
Yeah, I'm it's on my TBR list at my library. Like I'm trying to get my hands on it. I've had the same problem of like I've started like 5 different books and could not get into them. And it's been a real struggle. I finally found a book that that I got into, and that has been great. But it has been weird. It's been weird not being able to read books that I know I like. My brain is struggling. Like, it's not the book, it's me. And it's really hard.
Totally. Totally. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there in case other listeners were struggling with this too, because this is a book that I think people will get into right away.
Okay, that's perfect. That's what we all need right now.
We do. All right, shall we take a break?
Oh, yes. Let's pause and BRB.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh.
And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right. So, Dory, we got a voicemail from a listener with a product rec, and they wanted to know if we had tried it. So I wanted to play it, and then we shall discuss.
Great. Here we go.
Hi, this is Sarah calling from Somerville, Massachusetts. I've just been using a call with this for a while, but I don't think you've ever talked about a skincare brand, Stratia, on the pod yet. And it is woman-owned by a woman named Allie. It's a very small operation, and I feel very strongly about their products and always recommending them in the Facebook group. The moisturizer is called Liquid Gold, and it has been a real game changer for my dry skin. I love the Fortify oil. I use the Rewind Serum, which I believe is a blend of niacinamide and hyaluronic acid. I also really like their vitamin C. It also has CoQ10 in it, which I know is a favorite of Dory's. Anyway, I just wanted to see if you had any experience with these products. And give a shout out to them on the pod. And I highly encourage everybody to try them out. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Have a great day. Bye.
We love Stratia. We have mentioned them on the pod before.
I feel like when we interviewed Aro Kwan too, she's a Stratia user.
Oh, that's right.
Revisit that. If you haven't listened to that episode, listener, check that out, because I feel like we talked a little deeply about Liquid Gold, or at least Stratia, in that episode. Mm-hmm. But yes, we've both tried it and both like it.
Yeah.
Liquid Gold is like kind of, I remember when we first tried it, Dory, you were like, this is like a real cult fave. Like everyone's obsessed with this.
Yes.
Like it's very cool.
It's very cool. I should also say, so Stratia at one point had sent us a bunch of stuff, and I have been not only using their Liquid Gold, but I also use their Velvet Cleansing Milk, which if you listened to our episode with Caroline Hirons, you will know that a cleansing milk is one of the cleansers that she approves of.
Yes, she does not approve of a foam.
No, she hates a foam.
Hates a foam, loves a milk.
Yes. And I also really like their Fortify oil. It's a really nice face oil. I will say that, so I can't remember if I've mentioned this on the pod, but I also used to really like their vitamin C serum. I was using it while I was pregnant. And then after I had Henry, my hormonal balance shifted or something, and it suddenly was making me break out. And I know that vitamin C, it's not just this product. I know vitamin C
makes a lot of people break out. So I just want to put that out there that, like, if you are sensitive to vitamin C, it might not be the product for you. But I really like all their other products, and I've been using their liquid gold at night lately. And I will also say they have a good price point. They're not like drugstore cheap, but they're not really expensive. The liquid gold is $27. So there you go.
We take the recommendation and we like it.
We do. All right.
All right. We have an email here.
We do.
6 weeks ago, in the throes of the global pandemic, and 1 week prior to my 28th birthday, my partner of 7 years and husband of 4 left me. While I still have virtually no answers or explanation, he told me that he no longer loved me and would experience deep regret if he stayed in our marriage. He refused to consider marriage counseling and moved out. I truly saw none of this coming. I was under the impression that our marriage was happy and good. I thought I was one of the lucky ones. I viewed my husband as my best friend and the love of my life. Everyone I've spoken with, including his family, is equally confused. On top of this, of all of this, I am getting ready to start the final year of my doctoral program in a state across the country from where the majority of my friends and family live. Because of COVID, I have been unable to leave or get away from everything going on. I am stuck living in our home with our dogs, trying to keep my life together. But honestly, I am struggling. I am grieving the loss of my partner and the future we had planned together. The lack of closure is making this all just so, so difficult. In the week since he left, I have started therapy via telehealth and am working on coming to terms with everything. I've met with a lawyer virtually. I have rearranged every room in my home and replaced all the pictures of us with pictures of me and my friends in an effort to make it feel more mine than ours. I've taken up gardening. I've walked my dogs, read books, listened to podcast episodes, watched Netflix, Zoomed with friends and family, and I've cried a lot. I'm trying to do all that I can to keep busy while also giving myself the space to grieve, which brings me to my question. Do you have any recommendations for things that might help me get through this time? Most of my friends are just now getting engaged or married or starting their families, which is to say that not many of them have advice on how to navigate a divorce. So if either of you or any of your listeners have any recommendations or advice for me, I would gladly take it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I mean, fucking A. Let's just start with that.
Yeah.
Listener, let's just first say, neither you or I, Dory, have been divorced and gone through a divorce. So I don't think we can speak, obviously, from experience. So let us open this up to listeners out there who have gone through divorce. Because divorce is hard and traumatic, or can be. I don't want to make a sweeping assumption, but I think it's an experience that we don't know. We have no idea unless we have been through it.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of, like, I guess, practical suggestions. You say you've been unable to leave or get away from everything going on. I know that people are going to, like, Airbnbs. You know, people are renting homes. Like, maybe that is an option. Maybe you could take your dogs with you or leave your dogs at a dog boarding place or with friends or family and just get away for a few days. Is that an option?
Yeah. Do you feel safe doing that? Because, you know, I did do that and it was apprehensive and it actually turned out to be it felt genuinely like a break.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be that far away. Like,
no.
I think, it can be close to where you live, but just having that change of scenery and getting out of the home that you shared together, even for just a few days, I think could really help.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I feel like this is a thing that unfortunately is just going to take time.
Yeah, you know, because I'm rereading this listener's all the things that they have done, and you are doing all the things. It's just that this is grief, and grief takes a long time to move through. So I feel like you are doing the things that you need to do to help you get through this time. I wonder if there is a way, and maybe our listeners have thoughts on this, for what it sounds like you are lacking and what you need is support from people who have been through this or are going through this. Because you are at a really unique age where at 27, you're right, like all you're going to like every friend's wedding, and that can, that it sounds like you might feel isolated from the people in your life, not through any like thing that they're doing, but just because they're experiencing life differently right now. So I do think you could benefit from some sort of like virtual support group. And I don't know if that exists. I don't know if it's as simple as Googling divorce online support group 20s, or if it's much harder than that. But that would be that to me feels like a space where if we can figure out, or if listeners have ideas on how you can find a community that truly gets your experience, that seems like that would be really beneficial.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing that I will say, and this is just a thought. You could be like, Dory, that is not a good idea. But as I read and reread your email, you seem like a really thoughtful and caring person, and you talk a lot about how you're grieving, but you don't say anywhere that you're angry. And I wonder if like letting yourself be angry might be freeing. Let yourself be mad at this guy. I'm sorry, but he sucks. Like, fuck him. I'm angry at him. And like, I know that maybe you're not ready for that, or you don't want to like, you don't want to just feel anger towards him. And I say that like there will be time to not feel anger towards him, but like right now, maybe you just need to feel fucking angry. Yeah, I don't want to tell you how to feel, but I think that could maybe help you break through some of this.
Get mad.
Get mad.
Yeah. Embrace that anger. I hear that, Dory. I like that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, we are thinking of you, and we will definitely, if we receive thoughts from listeners, we will share them. Because I do think we have lots of people out there who either are going through divorce, considering divorce, are separated, are exploring, you know, like are breaking up from a relationship. And so let's talk about it more.
Yeah. All right. I think we need to take a break.
We do already?
Okay. Yeah, we do.
All right. Okay. BRB.
BRB.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
All right. We have returned and we have a voicemail.
Hey, Kate and Dory. Long time. Maybe I should have called Caroline Moss's phone number about this instead of you guys, but you're talking about her Decolonize Your Bookshelf Challenge, which is super cool. Context, I'm an English professor. Love seeing people mix up and step outside the canon with their reading. I wanted to encourage you to think about what decolonization means, which would also include, like, including some Indigenous authors, Indigenous to the Americas, that is, in however you mix up your bookshelf. So Indigenous sovereignty and Black liberation are 100% linked. And so I just wanted to give a shout out because decolonization is a really important and really specific political action in the United States that includes considering Indigenous folks. Plus, there's so many great writers. Anyway, I'm out of breath because I'm walking my dog and I'm pulling him away, come on dude, away from the yard that he wants to go to because he has a friend who lives on the other side of the fence. So apologies for my breathlessness. You guys are great. Loving the podcast. Okay, take care.
Great suggestion. Thank
you. Yes, I really appreciate you calling us in on this one. Thank you. I have to do a lot more learning here, but like, I'm in. Yes, I love this. Thank you, listener.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I don't think that this was ever like the point, but I think a listener also emailed us that like, it doesn't have to be one to one. Like, you don't have to read one. You don't have to, for every book by a Black author or an Indigenous author or, you know, another person of color author that you read, you don't have to read a white author. Like, you can read multiple books by authors of color.
Yes.
But yes, thank you. Thank you so much for this. It's a great reminder.
Tori, we're going to transition to the hair question we mentioned up at the beginning of this episode.
We are. Would you like me to read it?
I defer to you. Yes, please take it away.
Hi, Kate and Tori. I desperately need your help. I have generally low maintenance, straight hair, but since the start of quarantine, my hair has gotten the longest it's been in years. And since we're at home all the time, literally all of my hair shedding happens in our tiny apartment. And I'm not sure if it's due to stress or what, but I'm shedding so much lately. I live with my partner and he's very kind about it, but I can tell it grosses him out. And honestly, it does me too. I wish I could say a haircut is an option to at least have shorter strands to shed, but my mom and I have a lifelong tradition. She's the only person who has ever cut my hair. I'm 27 years old and I've never been to a hair salon. And I'm not about to start now because A, COVID, and B, it would break my mom's heart and mine. But we currently live across the country from one another with no option to visit until COVID is under control. So my question for you all is, do you have any tips, hacks, or products that you could recommend to help prevent shedding or make long hair more resilient and less prone to breakage until I can see my mom again? Thank you and love the pod so much.
Dory, you've had hair shedding.
I have.
Woes.
I have.
Was there anything that you did that you found helpful?
So my first thought is you might want to do a telemedicine appointment with a dermatologist.
Interesting.
And they should be able to diagnose whether there's something going on that's beyond just regular hair shedding because you haven't had a haircut in a while. So that would be my first step. And you can also get your thyroid checked. That's a simple blood test. See if there might be some issues there. Iron deficiency is another potential cause for hair loss. But I think these are all things that a dermatologist would be able to go over with you. So I would start there. Then there are some supplements that people take. People do take biotin that can mess with your thyroid a little bit. So you have to be a little careful with that. There's also a supplement called Viviscal that people like. I did try taking it and it made me break out, which I guess is a side effect for a percentage of people. So your mileage may vary there. So those are a few things. And then The other thing I would say is I had an idea for your situation. I know that there, I have a friend who, she did like a FaceTime with her hairdresser and then her husband cut her hair like under her hairdresser's guidance.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I was thinking if your partner is up for this, you could FaceTime your mom and she could guide your partner in cutting your hair. So then it would still be like she was cutting your hair, but given all the restrictions that we're under right now, this is the safest and most practical way for her to quote unquote cut your hair. It's like she's cutting your hair. It's just your partner is like executing the haircut.
It's like the movie Ghost in many ways.
It is exactly like the movie Ghost.
I mean, it's a bit of a leap, but that's what I'm envisioning in my head right now.
It's as though your mother is a famous artist and your husband is one of the studio workers charged with executing her vision.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you have a very special relationship with your mom and like this bond of haircutting. But if you are in we don't know how long this is going to go. And I'm not suggesting you're not going to see your mother for a long time, but that's possible. So if there are some ways around it that allow you to maintain that bond and connection without breaking your hearts, that might be another option to explore.
Yeah.
I like that idea, Dory.
Thank you.
You know, I think also like less prone to breakage, wearing your hair in like a tight ponytail on top of your head or in like, I think all that stuff can contribute to breakage.
Yeah.
Also maybe washing it less and brushing it. If you brush your hair, brushing and combing it less.
Yeah.
Letting it do its thing.
that's another piece of advice. But yeah, I think that unfortunately it might not be practical for you at this point to wait until you can see your mom again to get your hair cut. So, you know, I think it's worth having a conversation with her about this. And, you know, I think we are in a global pandemic. Like people are making all sorts of modifications and accommodations to everything in their lives. And I don't think that it like breaks the streak of your tradition in any way to make some modifications right now.
Totally agree. I like that idea, Dory.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Well,
let's wrap it up.
Our suggested activity of the day is to watch The Babysitter's Club on Netflix.
It is so good.
And yeah, we just think if you haven't had a chance to watch it, now is the time.
It is not just for kids. It is for adults. It is so wonderfully executed. And I cry in almost every episode while watching it.
Oh, all right. Well, Kate, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Dory, as always, likewise, except for that one moment where you tried to make a very bad pun and it didn't work.
Hey,
but
listen,
will forgive you.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
All right. Listeners, thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye.